Quick Dart Torah of the Week. This week's Parsha, Parshas VeYikra, starts off, VeYikra El Moshe, and Hashem called to Moshe, VeYidaber Hashem Elov, and Hashem spoke to him, Me'ohel Mayed Lemor, from the Ohel Mayed saying. Rashi comments that Hashem's voice would go and only reach Moshe, but the rest of the Jews could not hear it. Now it's well known that the word VeYikra is spelled with a small letter Aleph, that Moshe wanted to write VeYikar, which implies that Hashem happened upon him, like it says by Bilam. But Hashem said you need to write VeYikra, so he wrote it, but with a small Aleph out of humility. The commentaries ask that there are previous instances in the Torah where it says Hashem called to Moshe, like in Parshas Yisrael, where it says VeYikra Elav Hashem, or VeYikra Hashem LaMoshe El Rosh Ahar. So why didn't Moshe write those times with a small letter Aleph? Why specifically here? Explains Rabbi Yitzchak Mivarka that in the previous instances, which were by Har Sinai, all the Jewish people heard Hashem call to Moshe. So acting humble in such an obvious situation where Hashem clearly called to Moshe can be seen as false humility or arrogance. But here, Rashi says that no one else heard Hashem call to him, except for Moshe himself. That is why here Moshe used the small letter Aleph out of humility. The Rebbe asks, then why do we need to learn about Moshe's humility specifically here? What is the connection to the content of the Parsha? Explains the Rebbe that we need to first look at what the Alter Rebbe writes, that here Moshe wrote with a small Aleph because of his humility. In Divrei HaYamim, it starts with the word Adam, referring to Adam HaRishon, and writes his name with an extra large Aleph, because Adam felt his own uniqueness and greatness, he felt some level of arrogance, and that led to his sinning with the Eitz Hadas. Expounds the Rebbe that Moshe's humility served to atone for Adam's arrogance, that when Adam sinned with the Eitz Hadas, he brought impurity into the world. However, by Matan Torah, that impurity went away, but it returned when the Jews sinned with the golden calf. The Mishkan served to atone for the sin of the golden calf, which means that in essence, the Mishkan is atoning for the impurity that was brought into this world by the Eitz Hadas. Therefore, the Torah mentions Moshe's humility here, since it's all about the Mishkan and its services, to highlight this point that it's atoning for the impurity brought by Adam's sin. The takeaway for us is, as the Rebbe points out, that when it comes to matters of Hashem and godliness, like in this week's Parsha, we need to make sure to always act with humility and bittul. However, when it comes to how we deal with the world, the Aleph of the word Adam, which talks about the creation of the world, we need to act in a more elevated manner, meaning to exert our positive influence over the world and lead by example. That is not the time to be meek and humble. And if we do that, if we find that perfect balance between times of influence and times of humility, we can help atone for the sin of the Eitz Hadas and usher in the coming of Mashiach speedily. Amen. Have a good Shabbos.